Welcome to the Colorado History Series presented by fourth grade students at Glenwood Springs Elementary School. Our fourth grade crew is studying Colorado's history, the impact of mining, and important people who have shaped our colorful state. Take a listen to how our fourth grade crew at GSES wants to share their learning and educate our community.
Hello, my name is Emily Griffiths. I was born on February 10, 1868 in Cincinnati, Ohio, and moved to Denver in 1894. When I was young, I believed that everyone had the right to have an education. During my lifetime, I grew up very poor and I left school after the eighth grade to help support my family. And I also thought that an education should allow parents to provide a better life for their children. As a result, I got a job at the age of 17 as a teacher in a sod schoolhouse in Nebraska. To reduce living expenses, I lived with students' families for weeks at a time. I am most famous because I was the one that founded Emily Griffith School in Denver and became a teacher there. Something interesting about my life is when I retired, I moved to Pine Cliff, Colorado. I went to live with my sister, and on June 18, 1947, me and my sister were murdered, and the crime is still unsolved to this day. I would like to be remembered as a teacher because I wanted to teach kids things that they might have known or might have not. Did you know that in 1976 I was honored with a stained glass window portrait in the Colorado State Capitol building? As I have always said, that every kid had to have an education in order to get a good job. This has been a collaboration.
Hello, my name is Missy Franklin. I was born May 10th, 1995 in Pastanza, California. When I was young, I began swimming at the age 5 and quickly made a splash. During my lifetime, I wanted to be an Olympic swimmer, and it came true. As a result, I received to be an Olympic swimmer. I changed the world by failing to shock the world the same. I am most famous because at the Solo Pacific Swimmer Champions, I earned the first backstroke and did not make the final A for the 50 and 200 medal backstroke. Something interesting about my life is that I was the only child of Dick and D.A. Franklin. When I was five years old when I had my first swimming lesson. I would like to be remembered as an Olympic swimmer. Did you know that in my Olympic debut at the 2012 Summer Olympic at age 17. I won a total of 5 medals, as I have always thought I was going to be a total wreck before my first swim.
This has been a collaboration between Glenwood Springs Elementary School and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program and KDNK.